I'm talking with Wendy Grace, and she is from she's the director of Compass Communications. And Wendy, you did a piece recently for the Irish Catholic on how to cope with a difficult boss. What are the tips for coping with a difficult boss?
Well, firstly, it's important to point out that a lot of studies have found that the majority of people, when they leave a job, a lot of the time it's not because they don't like the job, it's because they have a difficult manager or a difficult boss. So it's a really important skill that people have, that they can learn to do this, because they might end up leaving a job that they really love or they really like because of somebody in their upline that they're finding difficult to manage. So I think the first step is to take a look at yourself, have an honest look at yourself. Is there just cause for the treatment that you're getting? Maybe ask somebody that you trust, another colleague that you can confide in, what they think of the work that you're doing and the level of your work. And as I say, is it justified, maybe some of the difficulties that you're experiencing?
That's very difficult, isn't it? Because it takes a very strong person to objectively look at their own work and say, maybe I'm not really up to scratch.
Definitely. I think it is very difficult to be objective, and that's why it's kind of good when you can have another person looking from an outside perspective. And then I think the second thing is in that vein, is sit down with your boss, not outside of any sort of conflict. You know, I wouldn't react straight away, because if you do react straight away, it means that it's kind of like emotionally baiting you, you know, and that's kind of what takes away any power you might have to resolve the situation. So wait until things have calmed down. Ask specifically for a time to meet and chat in a positive way, where you ask how you're performing, how can I improve. Ask for advice is always a very, very good thing. And I think as well, we also have to stand back and, as the old adage goes, walk a mile in my shoes and look into the reasons why this person might be acting the way that they are acting. There's probably maybe other issues going on, or is there other ways that you can support them? For example, maybe your manager is an awful timekeeper, and when they arrive late, they're very flustered and they snap at you. So can you help them manage their time a bit more? And I think in all these cases, we just have to try and be charitable and patient. The most important thing is, though, is that it doesn't affect your productivity and your work, because ultimately a lot of people can sometimes, with a bad boss, say, I'm going to not work so hard, and to, in a way to try and take it out on the person. But that's only really going to reflect badly on you. So I think focusing on your work and your own productivity is really important. Now, of course, if it is a serious issue, I would recommend going to human resources and sitting down with them, and also make sure that you have captured via email or in writing every exchange that you have with the person, just so there's a record there. So, for example, if you're asked to do a specific task, maybe follow it up with an email. When you meet to have that chat with your boss, follow it up again, recapping on what's happened. So that means if it does enter into a situation where you're sitting down with HR, you have a paper trail of everything that's happened and you've got your backup there.
What if there's just a personality clash, though? You know, what if there's some people you just are never going to get on with?
Yeah, and of course it's going to happen a lot of the times, where you just have, you're like chalk and cheese. But at the end of the day, in a work environment, you don't necessarily have to be friends with your manager, but you have to be civil. And at the end of the day, they are your superior. So I think a lot of respect and also patience here is involved. If the actual personality clash is, that's all it is, it's a clash rather than any sort of wrongdoing, you kind of just have to learn to get on with it, but also learn the triggers, maybe the things that sets each other off. And then obviously trying to avoid those conflict situations. Like I said earlier, if your boss is somebody who jumps on you or tries to attack you, that's really trying to make you rise to a situation. So you can decide, therefore, I'm not going to do that. And when you don't rise to their emotional bait, it will decrease then in that way. And as I said, you can also appeal to that person by trying to support them in other ways. I always think asking somebody for advice and letting them know that you like your job and you want to progress in your job also helps make things a little bit more amicable as well, you know.
And in terms of if it gets so serious that you feel like you have to go to HR, a lot of people are very nervous about that because they feel like it will automatically reflect back on them, or they'll be seen as the person who's constantly complaining.
Well, I think that's what HR are there for a reason. That's their purpose, is to make sure that staff are happy and well looked after, that they're treated properly. And that's why there's procedures and protocols in place in any company. And as well, that's why I just stress the importance of any sort of paper trail, because at the end of the day, a verbal exchange is just your word against mine. And I think with HR, your initial conversation is just sitting down and briefly outlining what has happened in a calm way with all your paper trail, your evidence to back up what you're saying, and then they're going to be the ones that best advise you, and they have the procedures and protocols in place to protect you. And at the end of the day, a happy staff member is somebody who works well and productively, and that's what HR wants, and ultimately that's what your manager wants as well.
Of course, and when you mentioned that the vast majority of people leave because it's a clash with their boss, of course HR don't really want to have that type of turnover. They want to try to keep people if at all possible.
Yeah, of course. And I think that happens is because people don't address the situation. They kind of grin and bear it, and then it gets so bad that they end up leaving. And of course it could be a problem or an issue that can be quite easily resolved, but saying nothing isn't going to help the situation.